Let me give you one example, right? When a heart is like that, how successful they can become. It's related by Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi, right? One of the great Hanbali scholars, Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi. He actually relates from another Hanbali scholar. His chain goes through another Hanbali scholar, Abu al-Faraj ibn al-Jawzi, the great Hanbali scholar of Baghdad. He says that Abu al-Faraj ibn al-Jawzi related to me with his chain that goes all the way up to Ja'far ibn Sulayman. Ja'far ibn Sulayman died in about 178 Hijri. He was a hadith scholar. He says that he was once in the company of Malik ibn Dinar, one of these great ascetics of the past. Great, really influential individual. And he says that he was with him in Basra, in the streets of Basra. And as he was walking around, he suddenly sees, you know, when you see a new construction going up, right? There's like, you know, you can see the dust in the air and there's movement and there's people coming in with supplies and so on. He saw this nice palace, you know, about to be built. There's this young, really elegant, dignified, handsome looking man who's supervising this whole, you know, this whole project. And so they said, what's going on? He said, oh, this is a new palace that he is designing for himself, and he's supervising the whole whole construction of it. So Malik ibn Dinar says to Ja'far ibn Sulayman that, you know what, let's go and make him a deal. Let's make him a better deal. He felt something for this man, that he felt like he should gain a special form of guidance and reward. He said, let's go and make a deal for him. So he went up to this man and he started speaking to him, and the man didn't recognize him first as to who Malik ibn Dinar was. He didn't know, he had never met him before. He knew about him, he didn't recognize him. So when people told him that this is Malik ibn Dinar, he quickly got up and he says, Haja, like, is there something I can help you with? You know, like, can I help you? You're a wealthy guy, can I help you? He says, yes, I've come to actually sell you a proposal. Right? You know, people come to your door, they sell you this investment and that life insurance and so on. I've come to sell you a proposal. He says, what is it? He said, the proposal is that I will give you, I will guarantee for you a special palace that will be made of, you know, the rubies, it will be studded with rubies and pearls and so on. The smell of it will be must. You know, when you go into certain stores today and there's a nice smell because they have a special fragrance system and it just smells really nice. Well, this will be must throughout, 100%, it's all the time, because the motor of it is must. Zafran, you know, all the best products will be used, all the best supplies will be used to make this. And you know what? The greatest thing is that no hand would have made this. So there will be no human error here. Right? So it won't be any touched by any human. It will just be made by Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, who will say, Kun Fayakun. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it for you by just saying, Kun, and it will be. So now, somebody comes to you with that kind of a proposal, right? The biggest scholar in town comes to you with that proposal. How would our response be? We're finally getting our palace made, right? This is what I've been wanting for a very long time. I've got all the material now, all my money's together, my funding is there. Now this is what it's going to be. And then suddenly I get this proposal, right? Subhanallah. So he says, this is what he said. He said, you know what, give me tonight. Let me think about it. Let me think about it. It's a moment, you know, it's a special moment. He said, let me think about it. So Malik ibn Dinar goes back. He says, fine. He goes back, and at night he makes dua. He prays salat, probably tahajjud, and he makes dua for this man. You can imagine what kind of dua. I've guaranteed him this, you know, this better work out. So he goes and makes his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next day he goes in the morning early, and the man is actually waiting there. As soon as he sees Malik ibn Dinar, he jumps up. He's like, you know, he's like, you know, you don't know what he's going to say. He says, I accept the deal. And he pulls out a paper, he brings somebody, a scribe, because in those days you had scribes. He brings a scribe, and then Malik ibn Dinar writes it down. Hada ma domina li Malik ibn Dinar, this kind of a house which will be in a shaded area, right? All of these descriptions are written down. It will be in a nice shaded area, it will be like this, that and the other. And this will be given to him for 100,000 dirhams. Because that's what it was going to, that's actually, I forgot to mention, that is the proposal. That I'll sell you this for 100,000 dirhams. The 100,000 that you're going to spend in making this palace in the world, that is what I'll give you, this greater palace in the hereafter. So that's all written down, 100,000. Done, khalas. Malik ibn Dinar comes back, right? He comes back, and it's been about 35, 40 days. And one day Malik ibn Dinar got up in the morning, and he's praying Fajr prayer. After Fajr prayer, he notices that certificate that he had made and given to this person, right? He sees it on the side, just there by where he prayed. He was very astonished. He picks it up, and it's there, the certificate. Everything is written there. He turns it around, And he says that it was written bila midadin, without ink that you could see. But there was writing on there, without ink. Now, if that was said 150 years ago, 10 years ago, it's like, what are you talking about? Writing without ink? Today we have inkless displays, right? So we can completely understand. So he says it was written there, and what was written is هذه براءة من الله العزيز الحكيم لمالك ابن دينار إنا وفينا الشاب القصر الذي ضمنت له وسبعين ضعفا زيادة. That we have, this is bara'ah, this is exoneration, this is a fulfillment for Malik ibn Dinar, for what you guaranteed that man, right? For we have fulfilled and fully given, right? Fully paid off this palace for this person that you had guaranteed for him, and 70 times that amount. So it's going to be 70 times better than what you even promised him. Malik ibn Dinar, I mean, he saw this, he's totally like astonished, amazed. He takes this and he runs to that guy's house. He gets there, the doors are closed, but he could hear all the crying from inside, right? So when he knocks on the door, he finds out that this guy just died last night, right? This guy just died last night, and he says, you know what? There must be something more to this, right? Because he's got the letter which was him, and suddenly he finds it by his door with this weird invisible ink, or you know, this inkless writing on it. So he calls the ghasil, he calls the person who did the ghusl. He says, tell me what happened. He says, well, I was called to do the ghusl, the bathing. I was burying him, but I was told by his family, whoever it was, that there's this letter that he has made wasiyah. He has bequested that this be put in between his coffin. Right? There was a letter that he gave me. That was the only thing weird about this whole case, only strange. So Malik ibn Dinar pulls out the letter. He says, was it this letter? He says, wow, that is the letter that I put in his coffin. We buried him that way. That letter went with him. Right? That letter went with him. So Malik ibn Dinar then related the whole incident. And this other young chap, he gets up. He says, sell me one for 200,000. And Malik ibn Dinar says, كان ما كان فات ما فات. Whatever happened has happened. That time is gone. That time is lost. These are only moments that are given. This is a miracle. Now the reason, I know it sounds very mythical. It's not something that's going to happen every day for you, if ever, right? That's why I mentioned to you that it's not related by just any ordinary person. It's related by some very stringent individuals, muhaddithin, Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi al-Hanbali, right? Anybody will respect him. Right, go and tell the story that Ibn Qudam al-Maqdisi, he relates it from Abu al-Faraj ibn al-Jawzi. Again, you know, very critical scholars. And they relate this through a chain up to Ja'far ibn Sulaiman from Malik ibn Dinar.